This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today on this brand new weekend of a brand new year. And I just want to make mention of the fact that we started this syndicated show back on New Year's Eve of 1990. Do the math. That's 30 years, okay, that we've been doing it. And it's kind of a special weekend for us because it all started back on that New Year's Eve in 1990. Okay, on our show this hour is comedian Tom Dreesen. Later on, actress Valerie Bertinelli. Melissa Rivers will be joining us, and then from Live PD on A&E, Tom Morris. And that's all coming up this hour. Hope you're having a great New Year's holiday weekend, and we're going to pause for a second, but when we come back, my first guest this second hour is Tom Dreesen.
This is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. You have no idea how excited I am to have our next guest with us. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's a dear friend and one of the nicest guys, not only in show business, anywhere in the world. He's been on TV with 500 appearances on things like The Tonight Show with Johnny, David Letterman, Columbo. He's been on Murder, She Wrote. He's been everywhere, and he's out right now with a new book called Still Standing, my pal Tom Dreesen. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Thank you for joining us. It's been too long, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? How have you been?
I have been great.
When people say to me, do you really know Ron Segi? I said, yeah. They said, prove it. I said, he looks just like Brad Pitt. They said, you know him.
Now, I was getting concerned why we haven't talked. I don't know if it's something I said.
I know, Ronnie, and that's your fault. You know, it's all your fault. You know, it's because I owe you money. Doesn't mean that you can't call me once in a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that I had that little case with the FBI, and I knew that you were, you know, you didn't want to taint your reputation, so I just kind of stayed away. But hey, you know, that's water over the dam. And
thank God you pleaded the fifth. That's
I know.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, plead the fifth, the eighth, the 27th. I'd plead anything they tell me to plead. Congratulations on this book. I have in front of me a book that is about 15 years old. It's called Tim and Tom, an American Comedy in Black and White. Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen, who, if you don't know, used to be a comedy team together. But I'm going to set that aside, and I'm going to ask for Still Standing. Tell us about this book. This is great.
This is my 51st year in show business, and as you pointed out, Tim Reed and I were America's first black and white comedy team, and we toured together 6 years, and then the team split up, and I went on my own, and as Tim did, and later Tim later became Venus Flytrap on WKRP.
Right.
He was on a show called Sister Sister. He played the father. He's got a brilliant and we're still the best of friends to this day. But I went off on my own, and when I started going on my own, I journaled. Everywhere I went, if something poignant or something funny happened, I'd write it down. And I've been collecting these stories for years. As you pointed out, I did 61 appearances on The Tonight Show, and that first appearance on The Tonight Show, how important it was. So I start writing those things down, and then I start touring with Sammy Davis Jr. and Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tony Orlando and Don, and, of course, finally touring with Frank Sinatra for 14 years as his opening act. I put it all together, and this a couple of years ago, I said, I want to write a book. And the title, as you point out, is called Still Standing, because it's a double entendre. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian for 51 years, and I'm still doing it. So I'm still standing, but I've also been knocked down a lot in my life, and physically knocked down, as the book points out, you know, but I got back up again. And a lot of rejections, and as we all go through in our life, and especially in show business, but I wouldn't let it defeat me, and I kept getting back up again.
Up to the point that you were on The Tonight Show back in 1975, it was very, very tough. That was the turning point. You made a deal that, you know, God treated you kind of unfairly up to that point, but then the rest of the life, he said, hey, this is yours.
I've always thought that God said, the first half of your life, I'm going to put a load on you. But if you survive, the second half is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And God kept his promise.
Oh, that's good. There's a funny story that he was my only chance to meet Frank Sinatra. Tom says, I'm going to be in Daytona. Come backstage at intermission. I'm going to introduce you to Frank Sinatra. So I go back with my wife, and I see the sign says Frank Sinatra on the door. And I walk down about 10 steps, and Tom's dressing room is on the right. He's already done his first set. And I'm standing in the hallway waiting for Mr. Sinatra to come out. Tom says, you should come in and have a glass of wine. So that's a good idea. I go in and have a glass of wine, come back in the hallway, bingo, he's gone. He's on stage. You got to tell the story, Tom, about the time that he woke you up in the middle of the night to meet you at a bar.
Frank Sinatra never went to bed till the sun came up. He was nocturnal. So whether we were on the road or off the road, when the sun came up, Frank went to bed. So oftentimes we were off the road. I would go stay at his house. He had a compound down in Rancho Mirage in the Palm Springs area. And a huge compound. And the compound was the main house where he stayed, and there were swimming pools and tennis courts. They had bungalows on the outer perimeter of the compound called Strangers in the Night, Tender Trap, New York, New York, My Way, and they're named after his songs.
Sure.
And he would come and get me some nights at 2:30, 3 in the morning and say, Tommy, let's go take a ride. One particular night, there was a bar down the street called Chaplin's Bar, and Frank loved to go in there. It was on Frank Sinatra Drive. But Sydney closed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would give Frank the keys and say, you know, the bar is yours. You know, Frank would always leave enough money there. And once in a while, a bartender would stay because Frank tipped $100 whenever you brought him one drink. Somebody would like to hang there. But and this particular night, you know, Frank always locked the front door at 2 o'clock, and we stayed in there till the sun came up. He forgot to lock the front door. And now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to him, looking over his shoulder, and I see a car pull up, and a woman gets out at the passenger side. There's two women there, and she comes running in the bar. She runs up right behind him. She said, excuse me, excuse me. Did they have a jukebox in here? And Frank Sinatra turned around and looked her right in the face and said, I'm sorry, what did you say? She said, did they have a jukebox in here? And Frank looked around and he said, no, I don't think so. No, they don't. He said, I'll sing for you. She said, no, thanks. And she turned around and she walked out. He looked at her like a little boy was watching her go out the door. And I said, she obviously didn't recognize you. He said, maybe she did.
Maybe she did. I've told that story so many times. That is a great story. You know, you've got this thing that you got going via Zoom of the man who made Sinatra laugh. Tell us about that, Tommy.
We can't perform now because of the COVID thing all over America. Frank Sinatra fans all over the world are always writing to me, can you tell me about this, tell me about that. So what I did, I put together a Zoom broadcast. It was called The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And they sent me all their questions. And I was on it for 2 hours. But I would answer their questions with a poignant story or a very funny story. You know, lessons I learned from Frank Sinatra along the way and stuff like that. So it was really an entertaining. I thought it was going to last. We thought it would last an hour. It lasted 2 hours.
Wow.
And was very successful.
And the book is out right now. It's available anywhere you can buy books.
Amazon.com, by the way, will get it to your house in 2 days. They're amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I had invested in that stock. They're amazing.
Yeah, you order like a paperclip and they deliver it. You know, it's amazing. I don't know how they make any money, but they are.
Yeah.
Have you seen your buddy, the helmet hair fellow, Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him the other day. And Jimmy Darren, James Darren,
yeah.
You know, two buddies of mine from Philadelphia. And Bobby Rydell and I just did a show. You know, I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I know.
But when I came out here, to the West Coast. I never got along well with show business people. I think they're mostly a bunch of prima donna, spoiled brats who most of them never worked a day in their life and do not know what it's like to work a day in their life. I'm talking about real work.
Yeah.
So I gravitated more toward neighborhood guys. Frankie Avalon,
right.
Bobby Rydell, Jimmy Darren, they're all from South Philadelphia. Joe Pesci's from New Jersey. Joe Montaigne, Gary Sinise, Eddie Marinaro, you know, Frankie Valli. We just sit around and tell stories and stuff like that. So those are the kind of guys I still am friends with to this day. Smokey Robinson from Detroit, you know.
And you're right about that. And your description of show business people is also applicable to politicians who never worked a day in their life and get a dime. It's the same kind of situation. When this COVID thing ends, are you going to go back out then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know what inspired me, Ronnie? Many years ago, I was working at Harrah's with Sammy Davis Jr., and George Burns was appearing next door at Caesars in Lake Tahoe. And I had done the Dean Martin roast, roasting George, and I had met him before that, and I really liked him a lot. And so after my show, I went over to catch his show, and I watched. He was 95 years old. He didn't run out to the microphone, but when he got out there, he did a strong hour and 10 minutes. And afterward, I went backstage, and then he was looking at some notes. And I walked into his dressing room, and I said to him, "Hey, George, how you doing?" He looked up from his notes. He said, "Oh, hi, Tommy." He said, "I was working on some new material tonight," and I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be 95 years old working on new material. Yeah. So that's how I want to go out, you know.
I asked Milton Berle one time, "Do you want to retire?" And he said, "To what?" So he said, "If I go, people recognize me, so I might as well get paid for it." People ask me, "When are you going to retire?" I said, "This is not a heavy lifting job. I'm not digging a ditch someplace. Nice and air conditioned air. I get to talk to Tom Dreesen. I mean, life couldn't be better."
Frank Sinatra told me one time, I said, "Frank, about retirement." He said, "Tommy, we'll quit going to see them when they quit coming to see us."
Oh.
What a good line, huh?
Well, and he knew that was never going to happen, so still standing, available on Amazon, every place else, and we can check into Zoom here to see the show?
I haven't got one. I may do it again.
Yeah, okay.
And what I'll do is I'll send out the word and call you and let you tell everybody, and all it is they simply go to a link,
right,
and link on the man who made Sinatra laugh. And if they can go to my website, TomDreesen.com, which is DREESEN. Most people spell my name wrong, but TomDreesen.com. You can find out whatever you want there.
Tom, do me a favor, though, okay?
Sure.
Really, let's not talk like every 50 years, all right? I mean, you're a great guy, great friend. When I found out that you were going to be on the show today, I said, this is fantastic. I always enjoy talking to you. So let's stay in contact, and then when you start touring again, you'll see me in the front row.
I appreciate that. Ron, and do you have a guest house or a guest room? Because I may want to come and spend a couple of years.
I have a beautiful guest room. I got a pool. I got a car collection. Your home is my home. And the price is right up your alley.
It's in an alley?
No. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
You got it. Thanks, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interview. Always appreciate your interviews. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. And still standing. Get it on Amazon. Tommy Dreesen has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance.
Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is not only beautiful, but she is extremely talented. And you talk about a busy beaver these days. That's our next guest. There's no doubt about it. And she's got some great news about a legendary show that's coming back to be on TV. And that's, of course, the great show Hot in Cleveland, the city I was born in. Joining us right now is Valerie Bertinelli. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland. I wasn't raised in Cleveland. My mother was just visiting her relatives, but I always brag that I was born in Cleveland because it's a big city.
I love Cleveland.
I do, too. First of all, let's start with that news, all right? Hot in Cleveland is coming back.
Yeah, it'll be on Get TV.
It's going to be on Get
TV.
Yeah,
and right. I'm super excited because it's like the highlight of my life. I absolutely adored doing that show, and I adored everybody I got to work with. So I'm glad some new people will be able to see it.
Well, you know, the show, and this is what's hard to believe, Valerie. I cannot believe the show ran from 2010 to 2015 on TV Land. I mean, it seems like it was just on like the day before yesterday. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it happened.
I know. Tell me about it.
Crazy.
I miss it. I miss the show terribly. It was, you know, such an amazing experience. Doing cooking show that I absolutely love doing, I thought I would just be doing that every summer and they'd go back to Hot in Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, TV Land canceled us, but at least we got 5 great years out of it.
And it'll go on for a long time on Get TV. There's no doubt about it. And what an ensemble. Yourself, of course, Jane Leaves, Wendy Malick, Betty White. I mean, this had to be a ball to go to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I would gladly wake up. I mean, I wake up with my eyes wide open and like, okay, I get to go to work today. It was the best job. We laughed all day. We just had so much fun together.
And you know, there are so many people that were on that show. I mean, you had reoccurring cast members like Craig Ferguson and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Susan Lucci and Eddie Cibrian, Carl Reiner, Wayne Knight, and then you had so many guest stars. It was a show that everybody wanted to get on. It was like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They just wanted to get on the show. And it's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Is it every night now it's going to be on at Get TV?
I think so.
Oh, that's great.
Great.
Now, you talk about cooking shows. Now, this is another thing that the talent of Valerie Bertinelli is known for, her cooking. You have 2 Food Network series, of course, Kids Baking Championship and the Family Restaurant Rivals. So tell us about both, okay, because you do a great job with these shows.
Thank you. Kids Baking is just what it sounds like. It's kids baking and impressing all of us. They're unbelievably talented. Family Restaurant Rivals is 2 families that come together, vie for $10,000, and watching them in the kitchen and seeing who really is the best chef in the family. And it's so much fun to watch these families really work together in the kitchen. And then, of course, there's Valerie's Home Cooking, which is my In the Kitchen show on Sunday mornings.
What was the attraction to your love for cooking?
I had put out a cookbook back in 2012. I've always been watching Food Network. It's always on in the house. I, you know, love watching Ina and Giada and Pioneer Woman and watching all these ladies cook, and I thought, I really want to do that. So I went to Food Network and I said, actually what I asked them to do was a show of me going through Italy and learning about my family and cooking, and,
sure.
And they said, well, we'd like to put you on a morning show cooking. I'm like, really? You'd let me do that? I mean, I never thought that could happen. And it's been so much fun.
You have hit all the mediums, three feature films, TV appearances for TV movies, and Who Could Forget One Day at a Time, a show that to this very day is airing. That was another outstanding ensemble, really, truly. I mean, and produced by the great Norman Lear, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's like 95 years old, you know?
Yeah, Norman's amazing.
An amazing individual. What part of Italy is your family from, Valerie?
Actually from northern and, like, round the middle.
Round the middle.
Up in Torino and Lanzo Totonese, San Remo, all around there, and then down further near Ancona.
Do you ever get a chance to go there?
I have been there a few times. I haven't been to where my grandfather's from, but I have been where to my grandmother and great-grandmother's from.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from Italy, too, but my family is from Sicily, which is way down at the bottom there.
Yes, we've been to Sicily. It's absolutely beautiful. That's where my husband's family's from.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great country. My son went there on his honeymoon. I haven't gotten there yet. I understand that you just launched a new website. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just thought this would be really a lot of fun. There's always, people are always asking me for new recipes, so I'm putting all my recipes up on there. I've got a blog, I've got a newsletter, I've got like a curated part of the site where there's a bunch of things that I like that other people might like. They can check that out. It's just like, well, if you like me, you like the site, I guess, you know?
You still have the excitement in your voice as you did back at One Day at a Time, you know?
Yeah.
That? I love that.
Well, you know, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yeah, that's better than the option, I guess, really coming right down to it. Somebody told me that your dad was an executive for General Motors. I'm kind of a car buff. That had to be kind of cool. He probably came home with a new car every couple of months, right?
He did, actually, yes. Was a car buff. He worked for General Motors for almost 30 years.
Did he really?
That's why we moved around so much. We lived in Oklahoma. We lived in Louisiana. We lived in here, the Van Nuys plant.
You know, a lot of times when son or daughter of a person in the service, they call them, what do they call them, an Army or a Navy brat?
Army brat, yeah.
They called you a GM brat?
Yes, because we moved around so much.
That's funny. Somebody wants to get into the Kids Baking Championship or the Family Restaurant Rivals. How do they become part of the show?
I believe there's a place they can go at Food Network to sign up, and they take all of the people that sign up for these shows, and they interview them and let them know what's going to be demanded of them. And so I think you can go to foodnetwork.com and look around the website and probably find out.
Prior to One Day at a Time, your experience really in television was one commercial. Am I right?
Yeah, just a couple commercials. It wasn't much.
Wow. They must have seen right away the talent and your appearance and your work to be able to go from one TV commercial to One Day at a Time.
Well, I think Norman saw something in me. I'm grateful that he did.
And again, the website is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very clever. ValerieBertinelli.com. Is there any other stuff on there other than the recipes, Valerie? Or are you going to be adding to it probably every
Oh, yeah.
Author?
I've got blogs on there and a lot of all of my legacy photos, things that go back to the 70s, you know, anything that you might find interesting, it will be on my website.
I'm sure it's all interesting. If it's on your website, it's got to be interesting.
Thank you, Ron.
When you ever go visit Cleveland, are you like the hit of the town there when you show up there?
No, I'm like everybody else.
You're like everybody else.
I've been back there for so many years.
Yeah.
Tom, my husband, everyone knows him, so.
Sure.
It's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small big town is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
On Lake Erie. Hot in Cleveland, as we mentioned, is returning at Get TV. It's on right now. Well, not right now, but it's on right now. Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stars our guest, Valerie Bertinelli. And then don't forget, Kids Baking Championship and Family Restaurant Rivals that are on the Food Network. And then the Sunday morning show that you do. And what's the name of it again, Valerie?
Valerie's Home Cooking.
Hey, geez, the easy stuff you sometimes lose, you know. Hey, Valerie, thank you for joining us. I think the last time you and I talked, now that you mentioned that recipe book, was when you came out with it. So we need to do this more often.
Thank you, Ron. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Our
special guest is actress Valerie Bertinelli. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would be leading the challenging block. The group is calling for a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of those challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm delighted to have our next guest with us. She is a terrific lady. I mean that. And she has been on our show in the past, but she could be on more often if she wants to. She is a reality TV star. She's an executive producer. She's an actress. She's a fashion and pop cultural host for red carpets. And she's got a podcast that I'd love the name to. Joining us right now is Melissa Rivers. Hi, Melissa. How are you? Welcome back, dear.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
I love the name of this podcast, Group Text with Melissa Rivers. That is so cool. I love it.
Thank
you. Thank you. When you start a podcast or want to do a podcast, everybody says, well, what's it about? And, you know, and what, you know, stay in your lane and this and that and the other. And that was exactly what I did not want to do. So I wanted to do something that covered whatever I felt like talking about. And I have a couple group texts with some of my friends. And I looked back on them. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes, we talk about everything from the serious to the mundane to the silly. And I'm like, that's what people do in their lives. They don't, everyone doesn't stay in the one lane. And that was sort of the impetus for the podcast. It's gotten popular because, you know, we literally talk about, I've done everything from the latest and greatest in plastic surgery and in lasers and how you can come out of quarantine not looking like Sasquatch to Black Lives Matter to this, you know, I just am finishing up a little mini series about the state of comedy where I talk to a bunch of different comedians about how to navigate that world today to, you know, cults to, you know, I mean, it's literally whatever I want to talk about.
You know, I think that's a great idea, and we do that on our show because people say, you know, we're like Tonight Show. We have a lot of celebrities. But every once in a while, you want to talk about Breast Cancer Month, October, or you want to talk about even sometimes politics. Do you ever get involved with that? Because that's a real controversial subject and a no-winner sometimes.
No. You know, I try and stay in my lane that I do live in, which I'm very much a centrist. You know, I always pick my candidate that I support for who they are, not what party. I don't vote along party lines. Yeah, I've had one or two where it starts to border on that. I try and stay out of it because I'm not a show where people yell and scream. Right. I think the one time that I've taken a very hard stand is during Black Lives Matter. We did a series called Can We Talk, Can We Listen, where we did go serious. And then I turned to, you know, what, you know, true crime the next week.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless someone is really offensive, I do stay right in the middle. I'm not a show where people come and yell at each other. We get enough of that.
That's exactly right. And you want to, you know, you want to go back to a time when it was just fun. You know, back to the days when, you know, late night television was fun and you weren't watching all of these talk show hosts like, you know who they are, talking about politics. Takes the fun away. So,
you know, we have it. I literally, you know, it's like every single show, and we all now watch the news compulsively, you know, and I feel like, oh my God, we have enough people yelling. I don't want to be in a room with people screaming at each other.
Right, right. Friendships have been broken over this thing. Love Quarantine Style is another great idea of yours, a web sensation, really, and of course, Fashion Police. You've done so many things, and you know, I really admire you for doing this, is that you are just as comfortable behind the scenes as you are in front of the scenes, kind of a female Dick Clark going there, you know, because you come up with so many ideas that have done well, and you're a good producer, you're a good creator.
You know, I think the most important thing, if everyone is like, you know, what advice would I give? My advice would be, in your industry, do every job.
Right.
It'll only make you better at the one that's your favorite. I'm a better producer because I've hosted, and I'm a better host because I've produced.
One of the things that I admire you and your mom, who we had on the show several times, a beautiful, lovely lady, was the red carpet interviews. Only one time in my career did I ever work the red carpet. It was at the Golden Globe Awards one time in Hollywood.
And, oh, my favorite.
And I mean this sincerely. After I did that, I had an altogether new appreciation for people like yourself, because that's a war zone, you know?
Oh, it's a total war zone. And we were live.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah.
We weren't to tape, which is a vastly different situation where you can stand and wait and you can edit and you can do all those things. Oh, yeah. It was like walking into the mosh pit.
Yeah. And you're known. And people probably would say, well, that's Melissa, but I wasn't known. So I got trampled by Cub reporters that just, you know, I started at one place, ended up, you know, in Mulholland Drive. I mean, it was really, really, it was really.
Yeah, you got, and people don't realize, like, you're throwing elbows.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. And fights. Somebody said, I heard you screaming at somebody. I said it was a survival situation. It really was. Now, Melissa, have you ever, this is probably a question you've been asked, 10, maybe 20 million times. Have you ever thought of doing stand-up?
No. I am not a masochist.
No.
So I just leave it at that. You know, no. And everyone's like, you're so funny. I'm like, thank you. And maybe if I had a different upbringing, it would have been something I would have done. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things you just you don't, so certain roads you just don't travel down.
Amen.
And that has always been one that I've never wanted to go down.
When somebody asks me, what is the toughest part of show business? I always say a comedian. Because a comedian is living and dying every 5 seconds by themselves on stage. That is a real talent.
Yeah, and also, you know, we can go and do a deep dive into the psyche of comedians.
Yes. Yeah.
Standing up there, and you need to have people laugh at you, and it's how you feel loved.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, look at guys like Robin Williams. You never knew that he had problems. Let's say someone's listening right now and said, I want to be with group text with Melissa Rivers. You look for guests, or you find them, you know, the ways that so many promoters do, like we do with a list of public relations people, or can, you know, Joe down the street join you?
It's across the board. You know, we try and pick topics and then find people that fit the topics. I would love to have, you know, people who want to be on the show, be on the show. For, you know, people get pitched to us all the time. But very often, you know, we'll pick a topic and then find people who want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And always try, try and have an expert or, you know, someone who's experienced something. And you can find it on every platform, Melissa Rivers Group Text. And I never thought of this, but if somebody really wants to get on the show and talk about something, you can find me on my Instagram, my Facebook page, my website. You know, I think, actually, you just gave me a really good idea. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I would love to know what people want to talk about.
I think that's a great idea. And you know what? You're the...
Because, by the way, it's just based on my stupid friends. You know what I mean? I love them all to death, but we're an interesting crowd.
And you might have some stupid friends out there that you haven't even met yet. You know, look at what you're missing.
Exactly.
You know?
When I say stupid, I mean it with all love in my heart.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yes. I have many stupid family members with all the love in my heart.
Oh, God. But, and I don't look for my stupid friends. When I say stupid, of course, I mean silly.
I know. I know what you mean. You know what? You're a great guest. See, you can always tell when somebody interviews for a living how good of a guest they're going to be, because they're going to be a good guest because they know what the interviewer is going through. So you're fantastic. I tell you what, let's make this a weekly feature. How's that, Melissa? And we'll promote the heck out of group text.
I would do that.
Well, you're terrific. You really are. And thanks for, please, the next time, don't be a stranger here. We love having you on the show. You're a terrific talent, fun person to be around. And, you know, I could be another one of your stupid friends, okay?
You got it anytime. But what's your favorite topic that people don't know about?
That I got to tell you something. I'm a singer, and I've also been in the radio business and radio and TV for almost 55 years. But I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home. I'm a presidential historian.
Okay, so next time that we do something about history, which we actually do because I was a European history major, we will have you on as an expert.
That sounds good. I have the
best. Who's your favorite, besides yourself, who's your favorite presidential historian to hear interviewed?
Doris Goodwin.
Doris? I like Doris. John Meacham.
Yeah. Oh, John Meacham's a good guy, too. Yeah, he's been on the show, too. Yeah, nice guy. You're right. John Meacham is good. I forgot about that. See?
Now, here's where I geek out before we go. If you go on YouTube, you can find John Meacham interviewing Doris Kearns Goodwin when one of her books came out.
Oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right this afternoon. I really am.
Yeah. Geek out on you.
Yeah. We're a team, Melissa.
You got it.
You got it. Thank you, dear. And I look forward to having you back, and I'd love to be on your show and talk about presidential history. It's pretty fascinating to me.
And me, too.
Good. Great. Let's do it. Melissa Rivers.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, dear, and I look forward to having you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady she is. Melissa Rivers, of course, the daughter of the great comedian Joan Rivers. And, boy, she's got her mother's spunk. We're going to pause for a second. There is more to come.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm anxious to talk to our next guest. This is the first time he's been on our show. He's an analyst on A&E Network's hit series Live PD and the host of Live PD Wanted. And he's on the air. He's a writer. He's a producer with more than 900 episodes of primetime television experience, including the legendary show America's Most Wanted. And he also had another life as an enforcement officer commissioned in the Special Police Officer Force in Washington, D.C., and the Uniform Division Diplomatic Security Officer for the United States State Department. Joining us right now is Tom Morris, Jr. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You're hunkering down. We were talking before we went on the air. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep, we're doing the best we can, taking it one day at a time.
There you go. Boy, quite an experience you've had in your illustrious career. Failed to mention even some television shows like NCIS and the Washington-based Zulu. But let's talk about Live PD and, of course, Live PD Wanted, which, by the way, is going to go to a new night, I understand, Friday nights. And the Live PD Wanted on Friday nights will be then followed by Live PD. Tell us the content of the show for those individuals who have not seen it. I have seen it, and I'm a fan.
Yes, LAPD Wanted is an extension of the LAPD Wanted segments I've been doing on LAPD, where we use a minute or two to profile a wanted suspect or try to solve a crime, and we profile missing children and missing persons. Well, LAPD Wanted is an expansion of that mission into a show devoted just to that, to helping law enforcement find fugitives, wanted suspects, identify unidentified suspects that are caught on tape committing crimes, and to profile missing children and missing persons and try to recover them. So that's what LAPD Wanted is, and we've been doing this work on LAPD for the last four seasons. We've caught over 30 fugitives with the help of the LAPD Nation viewers, and we have recovered more than a dozen children, missing children, with the help of our LAPD Nation viewers.
Well, that is great. I used to go on automobile rallies, and our goal was to find missing children. And, boy, there's nothing more important than that. But I must tell you, these television shows, and you were involved with America's Most Wanted, they really are a huge asset in crime fighting, are they not? Because you would not be able to have the venue and the stage to be able to promote this to so many people as you do with shows like this. It's a tremendous asset.
It is. If you take the fact that we have millions of people watching Live PD when it airs and Live PD Wanted, and then you take and multiply that by those people out there in the Live PD Nation who are retweeting, who are reposting our wanted and missing segments on their social media networks and spreading it not just domestically but all around the world, because the entire world is interconnected now. And if you're looking for fugitives, they may be wanted in Kansas, but someone may see them on vacation while they're vacationing in Greece.
Right.
So we have this huge network of eyeballs that are out there looking for all of these suspects through the LAPD mothership, if you will, and now LAPD Wanted.
Is there ever a situation where someone is pinpointed and they have all of the attributes, the looks, the, you know, everything, is the wrong person?
I will tell you a funny story of something that used to happen on America's Most Wanted, and that was we would do reenactments and we would hire actors to play, you know, the criminal in the case. And there were quite a few occasions where the day after a reenactment aired, someone saw the actual actor in the supermarket and said, "That guy was on America's Most Wanted. He's a murderer." And they called 911. The police come running to the supermarket and slam this guy to the ground, who actually was the actor who played the real criminal. And they would call the show and say, "We've got this guy in custody. He says he's not the suspect. He says he's an actor who played." And we're like, "Yes, that is the actor who played the criminal. You can let him go."
You know, I got to tell you something. In all the years I've done this, and I've been in this business since I was 14 years old, I've always, especially of late when they have reenactments, I've often wondered about that. I should have really thought of that a question millions of years ago, but I've often wondered if somebody plays somebody so well that they're actually taken for it. That's a funny story. Yeah, I guess you got to have a little bit of a disclaimer on that one. There's no doubt. You're on a new night now, I understand. Friday nights, right?
Friday nights. Right now we're doing Live PD 2-hour shows from 9 to 11, and then at 11, my show, Wanted, airs on A&E right after that. So it's still a 3-block from 9 to midnight of Live PD activity. It's just the third hour is Wanted, devoted to catching fugitives.
You know, listening to all of the experience that you've had both in broadcasting and in law enforcement, you're quite a versatile guy, an actor who appears in a national anti-terrorism PSA for Amtrak, which I think that they play on the train stations and in the trains.
Yeah.
And also, you have I have a couple things in common, being a music lover and a disc jockey and a poet and an author and a baseball player. Man, oh man, you're the full baggage, I tell you. But you were for a while a member of the White House Press Corps. As a member of the news media for many decades, okay, what has become of the mentality of the White House Press Corps, where they have very little respect for anybody, whether it's the president, the vice president, the press secretary, the secretary of state, whoever's up there, they just absolutely go after them. Are they trying to make a name for themselves, like a Sam Donaldson or something?
It's a different time in journalism, man. It's a different time. I will say this, in defense of journalism, which I believe in, most journalists, I still believe, are really trying to just do what journalists are supposed to do, get both sides of a story, and then disseminate both sides of that story to the public and let the public decide what they feel is the actual fact of the matter. Facts still matter, and that's, as a journalist, as a career journalist, I'm always going to be concerned about facts as opposed to personalities.
Right.
And that's really all I have to say about it.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes, and of course always the person that, you know, makes the biggest attention, has the biggest attention in a press conference, regardless of who the press conference is for, is obviously the one that's going to stand out and possibly, I don't know, I hate to say this, but possibly be promoted within their industry or within their company because of their frequency on the air. I don't know. You're right. It's a different time. It's a different era. It's so much different from, let's say, when Kennedy was in office. It's just a different ballgame altogether, or Roosevelt. Well, again, Tom,
I was in the press corps during the first 4 years of the Reagan administration, and everything was a lot more civil then.
Yes, yes.
It was a different time. It was a more civil time.
I think there was a mutual respect between the administration and the news media, and I think that is what's lacking on both sides today. I really do. Tom, congratulations on this. Again, now a new night, Friday nights on A&E, and it is live PD wanted on Friday nights. Immediately following will be live PD, and of course our guest is the host and analyst for a lot of stuff on television, including those two shows, Tom Morris Jr. Tom, you're a great guest. Good luck. Be safe, and please join us again. We'd love to learn more.
Thank you so much for having me.
And keep hunkered down, my friend.
Yes, sir. You too. Be safe.
Okay. Tom Morris Jr. has been our guest, and there's more to come live with Ron Segi today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today on this extended New Year's weekend into a new year, and the first show of 2021 is all in the books now. I want to thank all of my guests for being part of the show, and they include Pat Boone from the Pawn House, Rick Harrison, actress Lori Metcalf, comedian Tom Dreesen, actress Valerie Bertinelli, Melissa Rivers, and from Live PD, Tom Morris. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, again, I want to wish everybody out there a happy new year, and let's hope 2021 is fantastic. And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.